Thank you. Recording is on. So again, this is the meeting of July 24, 2023. Let's begin with a general open public comment period. This will be on general topics not related to public hearings that we will have later in the meeting. Can I have a second, please? Make a motion to open the general public hearing.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor? Aye. Thank you. Is there anyone that would like to speak about general topics? Okay, if that is the case, then I'll make a motion to close the general public hearing.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. So we will now move to the public hearing of the Kirschenbaum application, 130 Camp Hill Road. At this point, Mr. Todd, the floor is yours.
We never closed the public hearing.
Okay, can someone make a motion just to open the public hearing for the Kirschenbaum 130 Camp Hill Road application?
I'll make a motion to open the public hearing for the Kirschenbaum 130 Camp Hill Road application.
Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. Seconded by Trustee Greenwald. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 5-0.
Good evening, Todd Rosenblum, architect for the applicant, 221 Quaker Road, Pomona, New York. Since we were here last, there's actually been a lot of activity on the project. After hearing comments from several neighbors, we made a lot of changes to the plans. We have someone from our engineering staff here, Rhonda, from Civil Tech, will go over them in detail, but basically as an outline, the comments were concerns about lighting and privacy and landscaping. So, in a nutshell, what we did is we lowered the light fixtures so that there would be less light pollution. We added some privacy fencing. On the southern property line, we added a 6-foot privacy fence at the request of one of the neighbors. On the western side, on the Camp Hill Road side, we added a 4-foot high fence that's there to shield headlights from the neighbor across the street, and we changed a lot of the landscaping that loses leaves in the fall to evergreens so that it would be there all year round. We went to the planning board just last week, and they had actually been ready to approve the project, but we needed a neg deck because you are the lead agency. So conceptually, they approved the project. They closed the public hearing, and now, if you would like, we can in detail the plans that were made to the site plans.
All right, so right here we added a 4-foot fence, so when the cars are coming out of the parking lot to go down to the exit, the headlights won't shine across the street. And then we put extra plantings in here. We put a 6-foot high fence over here along this side because of the neighbor there that asked for it, so that he screamed, and these are stockade fences.
Are they going to blend with the trees?
By actually using a natural wood fence versus a white vinyl fence that stands out, it will blend in. Very good.
And the trees will be in the front. Okay, thank you.
Well, we have trees along here, all along here also, so the whole front is going to be screened. We've added extra evergreens in this area and this area and in the back also.
Mm-hmm. Also, it was a request from the planning board. We had some arborvitae on there, and they requested that we change those to green giants, which are more deer resistant. So those will be changed.
Yes.
Those will be changed.
Yeah, we got some deer in our village.
Yes.
Yeah.
As far I believe the code calls for 6 feet, right, for the tree? Right?
No, whatever.
Correct.
The planning board, I think the Martin Spence put in his requests of what's needed.
Yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yes.
No, 6 feet.
He's asking for a few more trees.
I see.
He wants them 5 feet apart, so that'll bring them a little bit more dense and a little closer. And as far as the lights, the new light poles are 10-foot high. But the light fixture itself is 24 inches, so that gives the light 12 feet from the light itself to the pavement.
Where it used to be at 14.
Yes.
But it's the same, you didn't change the light strength because you didn't have to.
No.
Just want to make sure.
And
it's still giving enough light for the cars and the safety.
Right, yes. And because the lights are lower, that makes it a little brighter light underneath. We were able to get rid of one light and still keep the same intensity. So the parking lot will still be well lit.
Very good. And there's no spillover to the neighbors.
No spillover to the neighbors.
Thank you. For the walking path, is there lighting for the walking path also?
Oh, in the back?
Yeah, by the...
Well, we have actually two walking paths, right?
The front walking path, the one
front walking path. Yeah. There are some lights over here.
Okay.
And did the engineer ask some lights by the street where the path starts?
That's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, there is. There are some lights there?
Yes.
Just so that when cars drive by and someone is there by that path waiting for somebody to pick him up, they should be there. Good.
Yeah, we've got one right here. This will
cover the sidewalk.
This area right here, this one right here. So yeah, we're good.
Trustee Greenwald, Trustee Zidell, Trustee Greenberg, any comments, questions?
No.
Okay. If there's anyone from the public that would like to make comments concerning 130 Camp Hill application, this will be the time. Please. just give the clerk your name and address.
Yeah, you need to fill it out.
Just a quick question or a question. And previously, we learned that there would be an event space at the bottom on the new structure. Is there any, I asked last time if this should be used during the week for any sort of events. I never got a response. I never heard anything from the board. I don't know if anybody knows the answer.
Question I think is not really in the purview of the...
Is it our purview? I think the law states what the event hall could be used for, not outside events, etc.
Yeah, right? I think that's in the code.
The code states clearly what it's allowed to be used for and what it cannot be used for, so...
The village code, the village law.
The village law states that the house of worship, if they are approved for a special permit for be used as a house of worship, they have to abide by certain rules, and it cannot become like a wedding hall, let's put it this way. So.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions? Okay, if there's nothing else, and that's the comments from the planning board, then please, I guess we need to move on our part.
Yes, I would like to just make a comment, and I want to commend the professionals that they took the mayor's request at the last meeting based on what residents asked, and they came up with an idea about the blocking the light for the red neighbor who lives across the street and trying to mitigate the issue near where the kids will be playing so that the neighbor next door shouldn't feel pushed about it. I also see you guys are planting new trees versus a bunch of the trees that are going to have to be removed for the new parking lot. So I commend for all that hard work you guys put in. I'm sure you guys got comments from the professionals, Martin Spence, and Nelson Pope and Boris regarding different things that still have to be accepted. So based on all those facts, Mayor, I would like to make a motion if I may.
So Brian, where should we read from? Please do.
I'll make a motion first to close the public hearing for 130 Camp Hill Road.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Trustee Greenwald. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes 5-0. Please
Okay, so based on all these factors and all the changes that were made, and I understand that the planning board closed their public hearing, they're just waiting for us to accept the neg deck. So I would like to therefore it is resolved as follows. The above Maurice clauses are incorporated in and set forth in full section 2. The special permit application is hereby approved subject to the following conditions. Condition 1, the applicant must obtain site plan approval from the Village of Pomona Planning Board prior to commencement of construction. Condition 2, the applicant must ensure that all proposed retaining walls having a maximum height of 4 feet and must specify the color, texture, and nature of the proposed walls. Further, unless waived by the planning board, the applicant must address comment from the village planner to the village planner's satisfaction. Condition 3, street parking shall not be permitted in conjunction with the proposed house of worship as parking is prohibited on Campbell Road where the proposed house of worship is located. Condition 4, applicant shall comply with the village code provisions concerning houses of worship and building construction, the state building code provisions applicable to the house of worship, and all applicable duly enacted laws and regulations pertaining to the health, safety, and welfare of occupants and visitors of the house of worship. Condition 5, unless waived by the planning board, applicant shall address comments submitted by the village planner, village engineer. Section 3, the village board hereby determines that the proposed action will not have any significant adverse environmental impact and hereby issues a negative declaration for the reasons set forth in part 3 of the full environmental assessment form as you have in front of you. Section 4, the mayor or in his absence or inability to act, the deputy mayor is hereby authorized to take any and all actions necessary to carry out the provisions of this resolution. Further, all employees, officials, and consultants as directed by the mayor are hereby authorized to take any and all actions necessary to carry out the provisions of this resolution. Section 5, this resolution shall be effective immediately. Do I have a second for this?
Second.
Second by Trustee Greenberg. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Passes 5-0.
Jenna, thank you.
This.
That was both the special use permit and the negative?
Yes. Both of them, but with the conditions that were made, you have to go back, still get from the planning board, the village planner, and the satisfy the village planner comments, and the comments from the village engineer. Thank you again for taking into all the considerations of the neighbors. It meant a lot. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Mr. Rosenblum, and good luck from...
Good luck with the project, with the actual project. Now it's actually starting.
Okay, we are now moving to a public hearing concerning Viola, formerly Suez's, application concerning a water tank on 83 Halley Drive. Can someone make a motion to open the public hearing, please? Motion to open a public hearing by Trustee Zeidel. Can I have a second, please?
Second.
Second by Trustee Greenwald. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. 5-0. Thank you, and the floor is yours.
Thank you. Good evening, members of the board, members of the public. My name is Daniel Fix with the law firm of Blakely Platt Schmidt. We represent Viola in Water New York, Inc. With me, on behalf of this project, is Gary Stewart with CDM Smith, and Raymond Montana of Veolia Water is also with us to answer any questions that may arise. To refresh the board's recollection, this is a proposed project for Veolia to construct a 2 million gallon storage tank at 83 Howdy Drive. This proposal of this tank would essentially allow Veolia to have additional storage, which will be able to better manage peak demands and improve the water system hydraulics, while also allowing Veolia to perform necessary repairs to the existing storage tank. As we see it, there will be no impact to any of the surrounding neighbors. And I think the board is very well aware of this project. It's been on the books since 2021, and we're very excited that we're moving forward now to the construction.
Just to clarify that point, you made a comment that it was on the books from 2021. I just recall that you guys came once to the board You presented something, but then you left and we never heard back from you. So we didn't know where the project was holding from when you presented it to until last month when you came back in front of our board. I just wanted, meaning I see it in your comment that you came in front of us in 2021. I do recall vaguely that you guys, I recall that you guys came, but at the time you weren't clear what the plan is or when you're coming back, etc. So we had no idea of when it's moving on. We just want to clarify. No, because you said you made a comment. The board also changed. There's three new board members in the meantime. So I just want to clarify that.
Understood. All I was saying is that we're excited that we're finally moving forward with the process of getting this this tank constructed, which you know, as it goes without saying, would be very beneficial to the community and continue the delivery of clean and potable drinking water. So if there's any questions, and let me just backtrack for a second. Obviously what we're here for tonight is there's a public hearing, so if there's any comments, we'll address those. But hopefully we can close the public hearing and have the negative declaration issued so we can get referral to the zoning board to get the area variances addressed as well, which as we've talked about before, will involve a height variance for the new tank and also a coverage variance.
What's the height of the current tank?
The current tank is 39 feet to the very top.
The very top, but the top is a dome, right? The current
current top is kind of, it's called like a knuckle roof. It's not as high profile as a dome. The proposed tank would be a geodesic dome, so that the height is about 53 feet.
Now, the height of the new tank, is that the same height level of the current tank, or is it a bit lower? I think I asked you that question.
Yeah, the sidewall, so if the tank, not a picture of it, but there's a sidewall of the tank, and then there's the kind of the roof. The sidewalls will be the same height.
What I'm trying to figure out is when the tank, the 53-foot tank would stand next to the current 39-foot tank.
Yeah.
How much of
It will still be the 15 feet.
You'll still see the 15 feet higher than the current tank.
Yep.
Got it. And how? And the dimension?
The dimension of the existing or the
the new tank.
The proposed tank is 105 feet.
In a circle.
So the rim again would be.
What's that?
So the rim. What would be the differential of the rim between
the sidewalls will be the same for the existing and the proposed. The roof, the top of the roof for the proposed tank will be about 15 feet higher than the existing one.
I would like to hear the comments from the residents, Mayor.
Yeah. Well, first of all, any questions? Steve Lidell, Trustee Greenberg. Greenwald, any questions?
The professional. Yes.
If we change the variance, it's only this, that's for us.
Brian. Trustee Greenwald would like to know about the rationale behind a variance and what are the appropriate considerations when considering a variance.
First of all, the variances have to go to the zoning board.
Yeah, right. You don't consider variances. That's a zoning board.
That's what I want to
understand. You want to understand what will happen here.
Yes. So,
one second.
This is a special permit application. So if there are variances required or anything else, they would need to get those, you know, but you're not reviewing that issue. That would go to the Zoning Board of Appeals. They would look at the factors in the law. If it's an area variance or a use variance, they would make that decision, but your decision won't have any effect on that. For example, you could approve the special permit, but if they don't get the variance, then the permit doesn't go forward.
But the variance only applies to this tank. It doesn't apply to
the question is, it's a height variance, which Brian, the question we got from, the question I was asked, and I think that's what Joel is asking, is if a variance of a 53-foot height tank gets approved, or what? Let's say the zoning board approves it, does that give someone a residential customer come and say, "I want to build a house now with 53-foot height based on that variance that was approved?" And it's a question.
No, I think all it establishes is if somebody else builds a water tank.
Oh, just the water tank. It doesn't give the right for anyone to come.
No, it's a different structure.
It's a different structure. Yeah. Just to clarify. Okay.
It's unique to this application.
Got it. And, but you know, when you go to the zoning board, there's a five, you have to do the five factors. What factor does it force you to go 53 feet versus the current 39 feet, that you have no choice and you have to go to that height?
That would be the factor, you have no choice.
Why? That's why I'm asking. What pushes you, you don't have the space to make it bigger, that you can go lower? I'm just trying to...
Well, I think, as we discussed before, you know, when we're talking about the three different types of tops that are going to go on, I think that's going to go into the factor. So the highest this would be, I think, is about 54 feet.
What is the second one? Just curious, because I think we asked you that question.
Well, basically, the other two would be similar to the existing tank. The other two types of tanks.
They'll be ending at 40 feet, basically.
Yeah, around they'll be very similar feet. To the existing tank.
And it's
tank.
Just, so basically it's a price difference, or
it's,
is it
it's,
a...
It's right, the tanks have different capital costs, and then different, like, annual
maintenance costs.
Operation. And so Veolia is going to, you know, evaluate the most economical tank style for its customers. So
got it.
That's what the premise is.
Not to push the price of water up too much.
Right. Right.
And the elevation of the new base being built, is it the same level as?
Yeah, basically it's. I think the floor of the new tank may be a foot below the existing tank, but it's a pretty level area that we're doing.
Mm-hmm. And to dig down to make it a little bit.
I don't think that public hearings, maybe you should use.
Dig down to make it on the same the roof the same level as the existing one.
Well, the issue is more the sidewall. The sidewalls, which is where the water level goes to, that needs to be the exact same elevation. So so the walls of the tank have to be basically the same, and it's just a matter of the one tank style has it. But it's called a geodesic dome. And that's the 53 feet.
Rana, any questions? No, you want to hear the
residents?
I want to
hear
the residents, yeah.
Okay. I just have a mic a minute. I just want to
sort of explain that. Yeah, Brian, go ahead.
Yeah, you guys are going to stick around right then for... Okay.
Questions.
Oh, yeah. So you can sit down and...
Yeah, so this is obviously a public hearing. So at this point, the floor will be open to anybody that wants to speak on this special permit application for the water tank. For public hearings, we allow 5 minutes instead of three, which it normally is for public comments. So you have 5 minutes if you wish to make comments on this. We'd ask that if you have questions, just ask them. Dan and your representatives there can take note of your questions and then come back up. This way we don't have a back and forth of the two of you exchanging microphones constantly. So if you have questions, ask them and we'll take note of them during that. So with that, Mayor, if you want to...
Okay.
The floor.
She has the names.
So, Jenna, please, we can call people.
So, I have a question.
I know.
Yes.
Okay. No, it's to us, not to the people.
Oh,
thank you.
The question's here.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm Greenberg. I live at Four Valley View Court, a property that's nearby the proposed water tower. The gentleman who was representing us, the water company, mentioned that it would not impact the community. So I wonder, how would a 50-foot or 54-foot tank not impact neighboring properties who bought a house with certain zoning laws that are in place to maintain the property as it currently looks? So let's say it caps off at like 35 feet. In addition, there's ground coverage so that someone's structure doesn't come up to your property line. And these are laws that are currently on the books that are there to protect everybody who buys here. So if anyone just imagines your house and a 54-foot tank going up, how could it possibly be that that doesn't impact the community? That's just a question I'd like an answer. Either it does impact the community, or please explain how it doesn't. Question. In addition to that, I would like to make a comment that, of course, if they're building a water tank, it's likely needed, so that's not really a question. It's more about the fact that we are in a residential neighborhood, that it does have laws that dictate how our properties are meant to be, and we expect that to stay that way when we bought here. There are many, many properties all around that are, whether state-owned or otherwise, where there's power lines and no people live. It likely would be more expensive, but at the same time, maybe that's required, rather than putting up a 54-foot tank in someone's backyard. So I would like to see all the considerations of other locations and to take into consideration not just the cost, the additional cost of moving and having a tank somewhere else, but also the harm that it would cause by putting a tank in someone's front yard. That should also be as part of the equation. Thank you.
Yeah, who's next?
I live at 6 Valley Court. I actually just yesterday started looking for a house for my mom. I looked at 11 houses around Rockland, and the ones that had a water tank that the real estate didn't show in the picture, I was shocked when I got there. It's not what I'd like to see. In the morning, waking up outside the house, and I walked away from every single house without even going inside. I feel sorry for the homeowner, I feel sorry for the real estate broker. The water tank, it's so unsightly, it was a deal breaker. How's this going to impact when I sell my house? When someone comes and says, that's the lawn's beautiful, I don't want to look at this. So I want to know how many trees are coming down and what's the visibility from the site of the tap. Is that known yet? The visibility?
Well, just,
it's not a
Q&A. Yeah, just they'll know the question and answer it when you're done.
Okay.
If you have other questions, you can
state. No, the visibility, basically, for Pomona, Haley, what the visibility would be for the traveler. From the street, from the house. Thank you.
Tully Maris, 82, 84, 86, and 88 Haley. I own those properties. I oppose this new tank. I don't want to look outside my window and see a stainless steel tank. I can move to Newark for that. I'd like to keep this place residential the way we purchased it originally, and as well as there's a reason for the variance. Let's stick to what the variance rules are. Thank you.
Further up, there you go, right over there, yes.
Well,
just for the record.
I believe that it's showing on that paper that you have there. I saw it this morning. It's over here.
No, we looked at it now. It's over there.
Still, how many trees are going to come down?
I'm just saying, I'm not answering your question. I'm just showing you the place.
Okay, it's going to be over here. Still, same difference. I mean, it's going to be big. It's going to be huge. Now, for what? I don't see why it has to be there. It could be somewhere else. Thank you.
Good evening, Yehudi Meshkina of 2 Valley View Court. Like my neighbors, Bob and Mandy, who spoke, I too am only a few hundred feet away. I just measured the other day from the gate, 211 or 12 feet. So first of all, I just want to start by saying it was quite telling to me that the attorney said he doesn't think there's any impact on the residents, because big companies don't think about that. And frankly, maybe that's not their job. But that's why I'm really glad you all are here tonight, because that's what we hope from our elected officials, that this will be an opportunity for you to think about the impact on us, the residents who live here. So as my neighbors mentioned, the impact to me directly, several fold. One, looking outside my window, I'm going to see a big industrial tank, right? That's not why I moved from Brooklyn here. Two, they're going to be cutting down a lot of trees to do this construction. That will expose the existing tank. So not only will I see a large new tank, but now I'll see the existing tank. Three, this new tank will soar even further above the tree line. Four, they mention in the plan that they say there'll be some noise exceeding the current limits from the construction. This is a large industrial project. It'll make a lot of noise for many months. When I have a little daughter, I'm trying to sleep train and put to bed. I'm concerned about my property values. I'm concerned about my quality of life. And of course, I understand if the water company needs to enhance the flow to their systems, they might need to build another tank. But as many others mentioned, it seems that this is very convenient for them. It doesn't seem like this is the only option. And so I strongly implore the board, A, to consider the impact on the residents, to really challenge the water company to specifics, why it has to be here, why it can't be elsewhere, what would the cost actually be? In the plan, it said there were some projections. It doesn't seem like there's an actual increase in demand currently. This is to mitigate a potential future problem. There are other ways of doing repairs without having to build a whole other tank. And lastly, I would strongly encourage that there's a lot more dialogue with the community. Again, the fact that nowhere in the plan is there any mention of any efforts to mitigate the construction noise, to mitigate the damage to the view, to mitigate the cutting of the trees, suggests to me that none of these things are being taken into account, and I think that has to change. So I implore you to propose any variances here or exceptions, because we're a community that really cares about a residential character. In the zoning laws, it says that Pomona is a rural residential area, unlike other parts of the county that are mixed use. And I think mixed use area would be a much better suited place for the water tower. Thank you.
I don't think I can be as eloquent as my neighbors. They're probably much closer to this tank, but anybody who works for a water company and tells us there'll be absolutely no impact definitely does not drive down the Palisades. I know exactly where my house is. I can see the tank very, very far away. And anybody on the board who actually believes that they're working for us and somehow had no idea for the last 2 years that this is going on doesn't give us very much confidence as to what's going to be happening now. We really expect that you have our backs. That's really what we expect from our elected officials. Anybody who thinks that a 54-foot high tank is not going to ask for a 54-high chapel or synagogue. Why not? I find it much more interesting than another water tank that some other community needs. So there's a lot of complications. And the fact that some of the board trustees felt that they don't have to go ahead and they can just pass this along because the zoning board will will shut it down. Well, you don't have to pass it along, and then the zoning board has nothing to talk about. In any case.
Okay, let me get to the point. I really didn't prepare a whole speech, but this water tank is going to ruin the aesthetics of the neighborhood. It's going to ruin the property values of the neighborhood, okay? It is not in alignment with any of the zoning laws, okay? A 55-foot tank is atrocious. It is actually very close to my house. There's no reason why you can't either fix the old tank or make a new tank that's also 30 feet instead of 55 feet. I really don't understand where this came from. If this has been in the planning for the last, I don't know, since 2021, why did I never hear about this? My property values and everyone's property values, anyone who is a neighbor to this tank is going to be impacted. The environment is going to be impacted. The neighborhood is going to be impacted. You are all going to be impacted. We who live near the tank will be the first ones to suffer. But once you start allowing zoning rules to just go haywire, who knows what can follow? Okay, so.
Hello, my sincere elected officials over here. I've lived around the corner from the water tank. When I came to Vermont 9 years ago, I looked at a house on Valley View where my friend Mandy lives. I actually looked at the house that he lives at. I looked at a bunch of houses. Another guy that lives at 75 here, looked at their house. And the only reason I walked away from all of those houses is because the tank, the small tank that everybody is okay with, I was not okay with. I put the house two houses over. Now they're proposing a tank over there that is going to be tall enough for me to see from two houses away. They want to cut down the trees. I requested from the village just a year ago to cut down some trees at my house, and I got a big no. So I just don't see why the water company would be able to get a yes and I will get a no. I should apply for a permit and see what the zoning happens then. But I am completely against it. I hope the board is going to look out for the residents of the village. And like was mentioned before, there's a tank on top of the mountain, whereas you need a bird's eye view to see. Why don't we put another tank over there? And they could put even 100 feet wide. Nobody will ever know. Thank you.
John?
Yes.
On this, we agree. Drinking, the whole nine, because it's not being controlled all the time. They used to have a guy come control it.
it's atrocious looking. The most dangerous thing to me is that the board changed the variance, because I agree that you don't really know what's going to come out or who's going to have a smart lawyer convince people that I can't build a project here. For me to say, you know what, we took my house down and build a 70-foot house. You really open yourself up to change the negotiation, and people didn't here because they liked the way the community was, they liked the trees, but the trees are just minor if you plant 200 trees. That thing is huge area, and in the wintertime, there are no more trees. It's totally open, right? I don't think it's necessary, it may be necessary to do the water, but they could choose another location, or maybe have one tower, repair the tower that they said they would. Take a little bit of effort to figure something out, because I bet you if I put that tower next to his house, he'd move. And if I'm lying, you told me up here that that thing came to your house, you'd be happy with it. No, you can't. Because your neighbors would also be pissed off that you helped approve it. So you wouldn't do that, especially in the type of neighborhood you live in. But the people here, like I said, we agree on this. I live at 77 Haley Drive, so the back of mine is where, when I leave my property, it actually goes right into the property for the tower, and have walked down there lots of times. It's closer than you think, and it's worse in the wintertime. But even more importantly is when you start changing laws that you put in 20 years ago was to stop things like this, and to have smart lawyers and water companies come in and decide to do whatever they want to do. It would speak of a weak board. Right? When this went to the papers next week, they were like, who are the members of the board that approved this, and where do they live? That they would approve something like this in Pomona. Right. That's pretty much that. I'll get the 5 minutes done, but I would surely consider, not even so much for the water itself, but the future of what people may ask for, companies may come in and ask for, right? Beyond, say, a personal residence. Corporations may come in and ask for. Can you change the zoning so I can put a supermarket on Haley Drive? You don't know what people are gonna ask for. It's going to come, and then you're going to have to deal with the fact that you approved this, so why can't I approve that? Which happens even now. So be careful. I mean, the people on the board are facing something that seems minor, but it's for the neighbors here on the board. They dealt with this, but to deal with this new structure is irresponsibility on Viola to request that at that location, knowing that a person's property or their house would be facing. Like those big ones you see in Jersey, those big towers, no one lives around there. And if so, the houses are like $200,000. They're the lowest price because of the water tower. We have to deal with the overhead power lines as it is, and now you want to construct this huge monstrosity on people's backyard. And they will be affected. And the neighborhood will be affected. And then they're going to come back and say, who approved that?
Jenna?
Is there anybody else?
So, that's it. So, Mr. Fix, if you have any comments, this is the time.
Well, the fact is that in 2017, Veolia completed
an alternatives analysis in order to assess future tank locations. This is part of Veolia's master plan, which indicated that additional water storage volume would be required throughout their system, and identified in Pressure District 20, which is the area servicing Pomona and parts of Havistar, which would allow Veolia to better manage, you know, the peak demands and improve system hydraulics, while also allowing, as we said before, Veolia to perform necessary repairs on the existing storage tanks. So this site is already the site of a 5-million-gallon tank, which has been in operation for almost 30 years and does require necessary maintenance. In order to perform that maintenance, that tank has to go offline. If that tank goes offline without the additional storage, then no water can be provided to the community. The location is hydraulically suitable. It's an existing piping and hydraulic infrastructure can carry the increase in volume at the Halley Drive site. The land at the Halley Drive site is already owned by Veolia and has enough space to construct a new storage tank, as we're discussing, and all the necessary pertinences. And there are suitable access roads already constructed at the Halley Drive site. The Halley site drive was selected due to the fact that it's already developed and has suitable infrastructure that would have the least impact to the community and the existing water distribution system. That's the reason that this site was selected. It's the reason that this site is important, and it's the most suitable site to put this tank in place. I'd like to hand it over to Mr. Raymond Montana of Veolia to address some of your concerns.
Hello. Typically you would see Steve Garavitt here, and I don't know if any of you have met Steve, but I know that the board has met Steve, and Steve asked me to step in for him this evening. One, because he couldn't make it, and two, I was chosen because it's my job to maintain the water tanks, and it will be my job to paint the tank that's there when the time comes. The tank that's there is, I won't say it's beyond its useful life, but it's getting there. It's been there a long time. We've seen with tanks of that age that if we don't maintain them, we end up having to tear them down and rebuild them. That would be an enormous disruption. The tank that's there is huge compared to the tank that we want to build. And if we continue to operate the tank without maintaining it, and we cannot maintain it unless we build another tank, it's just, it's impossible. The tank is there to provide the public with clean, potable, reliable water source. But it's also there to provide all of you with fire protection. That is the main purpose of a tank. The volume of that tank allows the fire departments and the fire trucks to put a fire out. I can't say, and I haven't been involved in this project any more than just what I hear. And my office is right around the corner from Steve, so I hear him talking to Gary, and I hear him talking to others in the office. I can't say that's not going to have any impact whatsoever, because it is. It's anything that's built has an impact. There's no doubt about it. You build another house, you have more vehicles, more cars. There's always an impact. The question is, you know, has Veolia done everything that they possibly can to minimize the impact? And what I do know is that years ago, and I forget, 2017, you said this started. So I've been working for Veolia. How much time do I have? I've been working with Veolia for since 2009, and I did hear of this project many years ago. I do know that the original plan was to build a 3-million-gallon tank. And we hired a consulting firm, Buck Seaford and Jost, who was completely separate from CDM, to, you know, to look at the options and figure out the best way to do this. Because, you know, we all enjoy the land. I mean, there's no doubt about it. And, you know, I've been been involved in other projects. I can tell you that we truly do try to minimize the impact that it has on residents. And when it comes time to paint the new tank, you know, we can, or the old tank, when it comes time to paint the old tank, if we can change the color. I mean, you know, if green's not a good color and tan is a better color, you know, we can change the color. We can make it, you know, try to make it less visible if it's an eyesore to the residents in the neighborhood. You know, there's things that can be done. But as far as the new tank goes, this has been studied over and over again. We have spent a lot of money trying to figure out the best way to do this, including how small we can make the tank and still have it be useful. You know, if we make it any smaller, it won't be useful. Right now, it is as small as it can possibly be and allow us to do the maintenance necessary on the old tank. And even as it is, it's probably going to require that the old tank be maintained or worked on during what we call the non-peak demand times. So it might be that I have to now go in, because this tank is so small, and start the project, stop the work, right, when the demands come up, and then the next, what we call season, tank painting season, start it again. If we were to build a bigger tank, I could just come in and do the whole job, boom, and we'd be done. But we'd have to build a massive tank, and we're not doing that. And it's not saving Veolia any money by having to maintain the old tank over two seasons. It's actually going to cost us more. We have to be mobilized. We have to put the scaffolding up again. We have to do all of the startup work, because this tank is small. It might not be how to say it. It's a problem if we make it bigger. It's a problem for you if we make it bigger. It's a problem for everybody. We don't want to make it bigger. I'm going to say it's not fair to say that we haven't done all that we can. You know, I have, since 2009, I have seen us spend a lot of money trying to minimize the impact that we have on the environment. And, you know, this is another example of it. That's all I got to say.
Thank you. Before, so, any questions? Any questions?
Yes, yeah. Steve. Like you said, it's a smaller tank. So if it's a smaller tank, why does the height have to be 15 feet higher than the existing tank?
I don't know the answer to that. What I do know is that what we call a hydraulic gradient, which is the water levels need to be the same so that we don't change the pressure. Right? If we increase the height of the water, not of the tank, if we increase the height of the water, that increases pressure. The only thing that I can think of is that the old tank was built in, what, 63?
Something like that.
Yeah, the old tank was built in 1963. I've seen the inside of the old tank, and if you look at the old tank, here, do you have a picture of a diagram that shows the size of the new tank? So if you look at the diameter of the old tank versus the diameter of the new tank, I know that this tank has columns in it. But just think of this tank as like a big airplane hangar. You know, it's huge inside. It's a massive building. This is a much smaller building. Do you know, is the geodetic dome, is it self-supporting?
Yeah.
Yeah, so
that's what I saw. Yeah. I mean, that's just for the glass views.
Right. So the geodetic dome on the higher tank is self-supporting. And I think that that would be the only reason why.
Can you explain that in English?
Yeah, okay. So in English, the old tank, think of it as Costco, right? When you go into Costco, there's big columns inside of Costco holding the roof up. If you go into a bowling alley, right, the bowling alley is wide open inside, and that roof holds itself up. There's no columns in a bowling alley holding up the roof. This tank, one of the options, which is the glass-lined option, has what they call the bowling alley roof, right? The roof that holds itself up, and because of that, it can't be flat or as flat. It needs the curvature in order to make it support itself. Does that help?
It helps. So why can they just put the columns in and have a flat roof?
It's a good question. I don't know the answer to that.
Who can give us the answer for that?
Is it a cost reason? Is it a
I don't think it's a cost reason. I just built one of these in Sterling Forest last year, and the manufacturer just designs them that way. That's the way they're designed. So,
I know you're not an engineer, but as far as you know, there's no structural issues here, right? I mean, we're not talking about that.
No, it's not a structural issue. It's just a different. It's a different design. It's a different
but
way
have,
of.
You have three options I see on your plans.
Right.
Right.
One of them, the two other ones, are at the same height of the current dome as the current tank,
current
as you explained earlier. Why are you choosing this one over the other two? That may, and that's where the question is it cheaper or is it something else that we're not being told and therefore there's this extra 14 feet. Now I know sometimes from far 14 feet don't make a major difference, but for people that live around there,
correct,
it could make a difference. And if the 14 feet do make a difference, does Viola have a better plan of looking at the other two options and make them feasible versus the one that is going to demand a separate variance of a height variance you're going to have to get at the zoning board.
I think that's exactly what we're asking.
Yeah, so I would suspect that the three options were chosen because in Viola's, well, in that, because there were three options available, right? We don't know what the cost is yet of any of the options.
But if there is a concern of the height, would Veolia, instead of focusing on the 54-foot tank, focus on the two tanks that are at the same level of the current tank, and will that have the same, won't have an impact on the project because it's just a different build, but it's going to have less impact on the neighborhood, potentially. Because
we're not asking you to take this again, but if you can take that back,
yeah, so
come back to us.
Because you mentioned.
Has there been any? I'm new to this, so you just have to just.
Yeah, no. I mean, I mentioned before. So we're bidding the three options. All three can get built. It's just a matter, as kind of Ray was saying, that depending on your concrete costs and metal costs at the time of the bid, one tank may be better economically.
So it is a money.
Right, it's a balance between capital costs and construction costs and operation and maintenance. The tank as there now is a welded steel tank, which needs to be painted every, in theory, 20 years. So that is a higher optimization, but there's another tank option, which is concrete, which has a higher construction cost, but you don't have to paint it.
Yeah. Has there been any discussion?
Oh, we're not talking about the tank, we're talking about the roof itself.
Yeah, no, it is. The type of tank governs the roof.
Has there been any discussion with regard to the glass line tank and
options?
No,
but it's something we can do.
Yeah, so I think there might be an option to say, I don't know.
Excuse me.
There might be an option. There might be an option to make all three options the same height. Correct?
And then it would keep it to the same level as the current tank.
Same height.
Same height.
Can I ask what the timing is on this bid process you mentioned? Like, is that out? Has it been issued?
Oh, no. The reason we're here, you know, for you all is we need to get your approval. I mean, not only the special use permit and the zoning permit, putting the variance, but we also need, you know, planning board approval, which is a lot of issues that you all have. So hopefully you'll come to the planning board. We're going to go for the planning board. But I mean, I think an ideal world right now, we'd like to bid it over this winter and be ready to construct.
But if they're different sizes, how would the village know it's approving if you're potentially bidding?
We can talk more of that. That's one of the questions actually the planning board.
So
has.
Would the board be willing? I mean, I really don't even know what we're approving tonight. So I'm going to say, you know.
Mr. Spence, I think, should be. Yeah, Mr. Spence, I think, needs to be involved. Yeah.
Would it be more agreeable, or if I was to go back to Veolia and say to them, look, everybody's having heartburn over this extra 15 feet, right? And if we can make them all the same height as the existing tank, right? That would take that concern, not all the concern, but it would take that concern off the table. Is that?
But if that's the case, I think it would be prudest smartest to just potentially tonight just move the public hearing to the next month meeting. So we keep the public hearing open so we can hear comments of what you can bring back to us.
Okay.
So the residents, the neighbors, could still have an input based on your updated comments if they want, and then we can make it.
Mr. Fix, is this feasible in a month to come up with a professional?
If I had 2 minutes, I could probably put this to bed right now.
I know, but it's...
Mr. Fix, are you setting up
a minute? I would pick up my phone.
You just gave your attorney a heart attack.
No, I'm not paying attention to the corner. In my mind, this has to get done because
no one is saying it's not a yes. It's just to give the process the time and leave it open for one more month if it's feasible.
We're
not ready anyways, and we have no choice for it. Based on the comments that came in, we didn't expect all the comments. We're slowly learning them. We're asking you the questions. We want to hear updates. So I think it would be best at least move it to next month, understand what else is there.
Can we?
Go ahead.
Can we?
Is there opportunity for dialogue?
Please.
So Mr. Spence did not sit in on this as of yet, right?
No, he was at the planning board meeting.
Yeah, but I'm saying he did not hear this part of the story.
No, he sent Kamila.
So maybe we should have him.
I think it is feasible to keep it open for next month. And also, if there's anything right now that the board wants us to specifically come back with, besides the height issue, which I think we understand that's a touch point. Is there anything else that the board would want?
Trustee Zeidel had, yes. Trustee Zeidel had
a question. One of the things that were mentioned here tonight was that, there was a factor of a Havistraw that's also involved in this whole picture over here.
And they're right behind.
And yeah, I understand.
Cole Hollow is Havistraw.
100%. They're right there, and it's like kind of supporting. Now, the question is that we said that you need to build that extra tank there. You need to build it because of fire protection, because of various different reasons, etc. Right. My question is, structures that are built, okay, that let's say, for example, you did not have that room to put that tank over there. I want to just ask that question. Let's say you didn't have room for that tank to go behind that one. Let's say the property was just X amount of feet, and we didn't have that length to be able to put a tank over there.
This
is my finished question. So what is it that you would do in a situation like that in order to repair that specific tank. I'm just trying to kind of get an understanding of why is it, because I know that when it comes to building structures and engineering plans and things like that, a temporary structure could be put in place to be able to fix a previous structure and make it new or even better efficient or more efficient. Why is it that we have to add this tank? Why can't we make that structure more efficient the way it is, keep that there, put something temporary while we're fixing that tank and make absolutely no changes to the whole community and leave everything the way it is?
What I can tell you is that the tank that's there today will likely, and I don't know this for sure, but I'm going to say likely, the tank that is there today will likely soon be undersized.
Okay, when you're saying undersized for whom?
Undersized in order for it to provide the function and the purpose that it's there for. The reason that it's there, right? As the population grows, as people water their lawns, the water usage goes up tremendously in the summertime, and everybody wants a green lawn, including me, right? And as the population grows, people consume water. And it's not that people are consuming more water, it's that there are more people, right? And those people, it's just that they're adding to it, right? So the volume of the tank that's there, and I don't know this for sure, but I do know that the population is increasing, the tank is gonna be too small.
So my question following up to that would be, what if you didn't have that space? How would you have solved that problem?
It is my understanding, and I haven't been involved in this that long, right? Tonight's the first night. It's my understanding that we have been studying this for a really long time, trying to come up with a way to maintain that tank. Right. That tank is a critical part of the infrastructure, and we haven't done anything with the tank in years. The tanks are supposed to be painted every 13 years, or we're at least supposed to look at it. I don't know when the last time that tank was painted. Look at the outside. The outside looks like doesn't look good on the outside.
I get it, but I'm just, again, the question
so
that I'm proposing
I don't know the answer.
What if you did not have that space? I understand we need a larger tank for the future. But why is it that there isn't any other efficient way? Adding pumps, adding pressure, adding equipment to make this specific tank work as opposed to adding anything else?
I can tell you that very early on, we did look at using the small tank that's on top of the mountain, which was not built by the water company, by the way. That tank was built by
United something.
Well, that tank was actually built by the developer. So the developer wanted to build those houses on top of the mountain. We did not, the water company did not have the infrastructure available, and that tank was built by the developer, and then the water company was basically told that they needed to take it over.
Maintain it,
correct.
It's on the church's property, right?
It's right next to the church's property.
Oh, it belongs to the owner, that
property? I don't know the answer. I don't know. It might. I know the tower is the church's.
Yeah, that I know.
So we looked at using that tank, but it's too small, and we need the volume that's in that tank for those residents. I can only paint tanks in the wintertime, which is crazy, right? Who paints in the wintertime? I can only paint tanks in the wintertime because that's the only time that we can take a tank out of service. This tank is so big this tank is such an important part of the infrastructure that we can't just take it out of service. There's no other, there's not, I don't know if we have another tank in the system that's that big.
No, that's my biggest.
I think that's, this is the biggest tank in the system. So there's no other place to take water from because this is the main supply. I don't know. I don't have an answer.
You didn't answer.
Well, I know it. I know.
It's a hypothetical, so it's you know.
Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea.
Okay. One more question, if I may. He asked if they come back. Mark, you want to go first? Go.
No, I got a few questions.
He has a few questions.
One more thing. You asked what you need to come back next time based on the comments. Now, I know it's a planning board question, but I, for my concern, that would be something very important. I've heard some residents say they live right behind it, the current tank, and I know they bought the house after the tank is there, so I can't judge anything, but... You know, if this tank would move forward and it would get approved based on different factors, is there a way that Veolia can come back and mitigate the view that people have to the backyard by planting their...
What about screening?
Screening, proper screening around the current tank and the new tank so that people's backyard, front yard, whatever it is, should be, you know, not with trees that half a year are empty, but like we made the I don't want to compare it, but like we just approved the House of Worship, we demanded from them to put certain trees that are there all year round to screen the property from the street, the neighbors. Is there something Veolia could put in action and present it next month potentially if they come back with an idea of not going to 54 feet, also with the trees.
We'll look into it.
Mark, floor is yours, please.
One of the residents mentioned about the work as far as affecting these kids or whatever. What are the hours that they plan on?
Typically, it's based on the village code, but typically it'd be 7 or 8 in the morning till 3 or 4 in the afternoon on weekdays. Contractors don't generally like to work.
Mark, by the way, there's someone who came into Village Hall recently with plans on all the other properties, eventually, FYI. So the noise is coming to that whole neighborhood, not by choice, but whoever, somebody wants to build over there. I'm just putting it on record.
About it, I
want to
get an answer.
What are the hours that are allowed?
7 a.m. to sunset, I think.
It starts at 8 a.m.
is in the weekends.
Yeah, construction is 7 a.m. to 8 a.m.
I mean, whatever the local ordinance currently says is what we'll follow. I mean, that's pretty standard.
But why is it that you wrote that it's going to be louder? Is it more than a regular construction site? That meaning, let's say a new home would come in next to it. Are you going to do more noise than a regular new home being built?
I don't think we wrote extra noise, but it'll just be construction noise.
Oh, construction noise, okay.
Construction is not residential.
Excuse me, please.
Thank you.
Mr. Greenberg, so, are there questions?
Gentleman over here mentioned that as far as we, you know, because the tank's too small. Instead of, why can't you just put one larger tank over in that same area with the same height? Instead of it,
because then we have to take
the diameter larger to have a larger tank.
Then we have to take that tank down.
So have
where are we going to put a temporary tank that's big?
Mark, you want to make them buy another property?
You have a temporary tank.
How many gallons is that? 5 million.
Where are we gonna
put another 5 million gallon tank?
It's not. It's another 2 million. So you need a 7 million gallon tank.
Right, but we have to take one down.
Yeah, so you need the existing tank.
The existing tank down, and then put a temporary tank down to then build a 7 million gallon tank. I mean, I understand what you're saying,
You can only work on these things in the winter time. So, October, November, December, January, No, September, let's see, September, October, November, December, January, February, March. March at the absolute latest, so you've got 5 months to build a 5 million gallon tank.
By the way, what is your projection on building it? Let's say you do get approved. How long would it take you to build this 2 million
gallon tank? It's about a 9 month active process.
9 months?
Yeah.
The whole point of putting that tank there is so that the other tank, which is which provides water 12 months out of the year, can be maintained. That's the whole point of putting the smaller tank.
Mark, any other questions?
Nope.
Joel?
Anything?
Basically, it's not going to be an overflow.
What do you mean by overflow?
So both of them are going to be in use, always.
Eventually. Eventually, someday, yeah. I mean, I don't know when. I'm just saying, as the population increases, we need more water.
Okay.
I don't know if we're going to use it right away.
Okay, Mr. Fix, let's just...
So
for next month, one second. So for next month, two things, please. First of all, we would like an answer considering the other two models that were mentioned. Okay? What are the options? Where are your, what's your boundaries as far as that? Number two, screening. By screening, we're referring to evergreens and screening that will be relevant to the, again, if we're talking about these two models, it will need to reflect something that will be feasible. If for whatever reason your professional team is not necessarily as well aware of when it comes to lighting, fixtures, etc., we will be happy to organize a meeting with our engineer to help you through that system. Is that feasible for you in a month to come back to us with some answers?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Anything else?
So we'll need, just for the public's benefit, the public hearing is being continued, so at the next meeting, you'll have the opportunity again to comment on whatever information may come in between now and then. We would need a motion to continue to August 28th at 7:30 p.m., which is your next meeting.
I'll make a motion to continue the public hearing to August 28th at 7:30 p.m.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Trustee Greenwald. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion passes. Mr. Fix, we'll see you again 1 month from now.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Now, maybe just a suggestion, not that it's not up to the board, but if you guys want to, I heard some residents ask they want to have a Q&A with you, with your professionals. If there's a way they can be in contact with you directly, if they have some concerns, I don't know if you guys do that. But the next door neighbors, if you guys want to hear them out, please, you know, please do it outside. Please do it outside. My biggest, it would be nice if they feel that they have a voice, their voice is heard.
Okay.
Anything else on this?